Let's go. Yeah, let's do page 105. So day 105 of the Chafetz Chaim. So I said, married couples often mistakenly think that passing information from one to another is not rechilus. They assume that because their lives are so intertwined, each should know what the other knows. This, the Chafetz Chaim questions, is wrong. One should not reveal this to others, even to members of his own household. A classic illustration of the dangers of rechilus between husband and wife is the tragic episode of Korach's rebellion. We know about Korach, right? That really he was a great man before his rebellion. But he had a shameful challenge against Moshe Rabbeinu. At the end, he and his families and associates died a terrible death. Our sages inform us that it was Korach who incited him to rebel? His wife. His wife told him, look, you could be more chashuv, you could be so special, look at them. Right? He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, why do you to make Aaron in charge? That was because he had ulterior motives. Chas v'shalom. But whose wife saved him? That's this Chazal say. The wife of a person could help him. Say, right? It says the wife of a person could help him or could destroy him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Korach's wife is the one who destroyed him. Because of him, Korach got destroyed.
But on the other hand,
on Rav Pelas, his wife convinced her husband to leave Korach's camp. Right? We know the story Chazal tells us, right? That when they came to get her husband, she uncovered her hair. And then they came to the door. They didn't want to come to the doorstep because they saw the lady was uncovered. They were tzaddikim. They weren't like bad people. People going against Moshe Rabbeinu. They weren't like... They saw the lady wasn't on purpose. She took off her head covering. She walked to the door. They knocked at the door. She walked to the door. So they ran away. Some lady with her hair uncovered. They ran away. So that was the way she saved. I mean, her husband wasn't even so convinced to be saved. She had to like do a trick to get them away. But she, in the end, she saved her husband not to become part of the rebellion.
So it was the first time a woman did the shiva.
There is another good reason to get scared of her.
So she's a true Esh Hayil.
Yes, true Esh Hayil. Right, says that that's a good wife. But the person's wife can make the difference. Now, the third has been told of a man who discovered that his business partner of many years cheated him out some money. The man was prepared to wage war and break up the partnership. A friend of whom he convinced him, "You'll go and you'll tell your wife. She'll bless his wife while you bless him." Most probably, your partner and his wife will go to on the defensive, have some of their good friends join their ranks. Soon, the feud will be the talk for the town. Because it's not worth it making a fight. It's going to become a fight. You and it's just become a split of two sides. Take my advice. Sit down with your partner, and without raising your voice, try to work things out. Offer to call an impartial meditator if necessary. The man accepted that advice and was able to resolve the matter to his satisfaction. By accepting his friend's wise advice, much ruchilus and chesedim and strife was avoided.
Okay, where are we holding?
Holding now, Tezayin Amud Aleph. So I'm Marcus Tezayin Amud Aleph. 16A. So we'll start again. I was busy this morning, so we'll start again from Tanan Hassam for the last narrow line. We'll start and see how much we can do. We did it on Thursday, we did that, and quickly we'll go it over again, do it in order. Baruch Hashem. Oh. Sorry? Tezayin is 16. Tezayin is 16. Okay, good. Fine, Baruch Hashem.
Two-thirds done.
Two-thirds of Masechta done. We have another... Yeah, almost, we're getting there. Fine. Let's see the Gemara Tanan Hassan. Tanan Hassan, we looked over there. Hanotel Eim Alabanim. So, Hanotel Eim Alabanim. If you take the mother on the child, which really means you take the child while the mother is still there. Right? The mitzvah of Shluch HaKen is, the mitzvah that I say is to send away the mother bird. Right? The mitzvah is to send away the mother bird. That's the mitzvah I say. The mitzvah I say is to send away the mother bird. Fine, the mitzvah I say is to send away the mother bird. That's the mitzvah I say. But it says the mitzvah I say is to send away the mother bird. Don't take the children while she's still there. Right? So now, let's say someone sent away he took the child without sending away the mother. What's the halacha? Do you get malchus or not? What do you do if you take the child without sending away the mother?
Machalikas,
you will ever allow.
And the
yes, machalikas, meaning you just did a lot, right? By taking the child without sending away the mother, you did a lot. Correct?
Okay, so say that you get malchus on the lot. Question is, are you able to fix the lot or not?
Oh, good. So you should give shit. So now, I'm going to tell Eim Alabanim, Yehuda Amar Leike, the Eim Mishalech, get malchus. Don't send away the mother. The mother bird at this point is not going to help you to send away the mother now. There's no new assay now. I remember they say no, Mishalech, they send away the mother bird and you do not get malchus. Fine. Zakla, this is the rule. This is the rule we know already. Kol mitzvahs leis aseh sheish bakum aseh. Every leis aseh that has a aseh. In chayavin ole. You're not chayav on it at all. You're not chayav on it. How do you think? Every leis aseh that has an it, kum aseh. In chayav ole.
In the zerechal, sheish bakum aseh. That it is in it. Specifically says in the cloud that it's not that the aseh comes after. But there isn't an aseh, that he's connected to an aseh, whether it's positive or negative, before or after. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Rather, as opposed to, it could have said zeh cloud, every mitzvah that there's a positive that comes after. Follows after it,
right.
Then you wouldn't get mad. That's what it's saying.
Because of what you're saying is where it came, the whole daf before, the whole question, if what about the aseh comes first. You're right, because the flush of the say. And then Rebbe Yechon Rish Lakish. This is where, because of this part of terminology, you're right. This is why Rebbe Yechon Rish Lakish had a whole machlokes. What about that say came first?
Right.
Perfect. From this line, because there's a rule, the way it's said very part, you don't really see clearly when you do the assay. Here it just sounds like, as long as the assay. Good. So the rule is, there's no malchus if that you do the assay after, there's no malchus. Amr Rabbi Yechonon. We only have this case and another case that it's possible to still get Malkus. We only have this case and another case that you could still get Malkus. In a case where you did a lav hanitik lasei, right? The Torah gives you a lav hanitik with asei afterwards. There are only two cases possible that you could mess up the asei. This case and another case. In the case of Shulcha Kein, what do you do? If you kill the mother bird, then you can no longer send it away. So if you did the lois assay, what do you do, Elias? You sent away the mother bird, right? Sorry, if you didn't send her away, you send her away now, it's good enough. Let's say you kill the bird. There's no way you could do that assay anymore.
What if the mother bird comes back after you took the children from under her?
So you didn't bittle it. When Rabbi Yechonon, you have to bittle the assay. As long as you didn't make the assay is impossible, it's fine.
Didn't we cover this before in which we said that normally if you take the eggs or send the mother bird, she won't come back for the eggs because they've been...
No, you'll leave them there. She won't sit on them anymore because
the bird does come back.
Because the bird comes back and checks on what's going on.
Then she'll don't touch them or something?
You have the opportunity to do the assay.
Yeah, the bird does come back. Yeah.
What's assay?
I say the positive command.
Even when you do the mitzvah,
the positive
properly. Command. Even when you do the mitzvah properly, the bird comes back.
I don't know what you say, but they don't. Yeah. I don't know. Fine. Good. Good. So now, if a person does. So what are we saying here? Fine. So Rabbi Yechonon, we have only two cases that you can make that it's impossible for you to do the asset. Again, what Rabbi Yechonon? Shulach HaKen is one case, right? Which means you sent away the... What did you do over here? You took the children without sending away. You didn't send away the mother. Good. You didn't send away the mother, then that's one case.
Or you come and you just kill the bird.
And you kill the bird after.
Kill the bird. No, because you have to... If you didn't send... Right. You come, you kill the bird, you take the eggs.
But you never sent away the mother bird. You didn't take the lotus. Don't take the young while the mother is on them. Once you kill the mother bird, you've already removed your assay. You did the bitzel. You didn't do the lotus.
Okay.
The lotus says don't take the mother birds while the mother bird's there.
It's no longer a lotus mitzvah assay if you kill the mother first.
It's not even allowed. You missed out that day.
If you just kill the mother.
It's not even allowed.
Yes, yeah, not allowed. You're
not
allowed
anymore because there's no mother anymore.
Right. Yes, right. So if you can't, right. Yes, not going to be allowed. So, again, what's the case here? First, you took the children without chasing away the mother. That was allowed, right? And then you went, and next time you saw the mother, you just killed it.
How do you take the eggs without chasing away the mother?
The mother wasn't on them. She went to get food.
But she wasn't there.
Fine, let's say she was there. You worked it out. You didn't chase her.
The eggs out from
he did it. He just did it. Yosef just did it. He just did it.
I just did it, yeah.
You took the while we put the bird
from. And she didn't bite you?
Huh? She bit me. Took it anyway.
Okay, fine.
The bird didn't fly away?
Huh? No.
The bird didn't fly away.
Was it a duck?
So the question is, am I over allowed? But
according to some, it's a chicken in a coop and it's meant to take eggs and it's something else. We're talking about a wild bird that's half
bred. It has to be half bred.
I did it with a chicken in a coop and the bird doesn't fly away.
Like you
so if you have a wild bird, a wild chicken won't even fly away, especially a hen that's aggressive, they're not going to fly away.
So in this case, it's a bee.
You really take the egg and right. the bird is still sitting there.
You just put the last egg.
No, in this case, it's a bit you below bit you.
That's what the
other and it's probably worse than lashes.
That's the best one or the worst one in the world.
That was a good one. Oh, so that's why he says that bit the leg bit less. Now at least maybe I'll remember this tomorrow. Fine, man. Bit you of a leg bit you. So this case, so you bitled it and you didn't bit one. Every time they bit you, they bit loop the leg bit you. Yeah. Fine. So what are you saying? Good. So we have one more case where you can actually bittle the assay, which means you could do the less assay and you will still get malchus because you negated your opportunity to do the positive commandments. What's another case? The case of Shulchan, right? When first you took the children before chasing away the mother, and then you killed the mother. Va'oidachars. Amarle Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar asked him, Heicha, where is your other case? Right? So Amarle, he said to him, L'chi go, Tishka, go find it yourself. He said, I'm not telling you the answer. Go find it yourself. You want to know where it is? Go figure it out yourself. That's what he told him. Next time he asks you a question, he tells you, go figure it out yourself. Go figure it out yourself. L'chi dam, tishkach. So, nafak tak ba'ashka. Nafak tak ba'ashka. We checked and we looked. Nafak, they went out. Tak, they searched. Tash, they found. The tani that we learned to the b'raisa. Anis shagirish. What about an anis shagirish? What about a case where, our case we had the whole time, someone who forced a woman, and he's supposed to marry her, then he divorced her. So what are you supposed to do? What's that say you do if you divorce the lady? Remarry her. You divorce the lady, remarry her.
Unless you're a Kohen, which you can't.
Unless you're a Kohen, say, understand, you're Im-Yisrael. Why is he going to say what you say? Im-Yisrael, if he's Yisrael, Master, in a look at. Bring her back and don't get Malchus. Then Kohen, if it's a Kohen, look at it, in a Master, get Malchus, don't bring her back.
No, there's another case in which he made a public vow.
That's where, okay, that's good. Gemara's going
to
say that soon.
Oh, so, here.
Yeah, fine. So, that's the Gemara's case. The Gemara says in a case where someone who forced a woman to marry her, and he did a license that says, don't divorce her. And then you put that opportunity to remarry. So the Gemara says, this is going according to the one who says that he's the opinion of Kaima of Kaima, which means the only way to take away your malchus is if you fulfill the assay right now. If you fulfill the assay right now. But according to the Gemara, you can find a case. We have a case. Because you bittle the assay. How do you bittle your assay? By killing the mother bird. But a case where you force, how do you find the case? How do you bittle the opportunity to remarry the woman? So let's try to figure it out. Either katla, if you killed her, how do you negate your opportunity to remarry this woman? If you killed her, what?
Just like the bird.
If you killed her, yeah, like the bird. Jessica's trying like the bird. If you killed her, come live with Rabbi. The rule is you always get the greater punishment. If you killed a woman and you're Chaya Malchus, what are we going to give you? You just kill you. We're not going to give you Malchus.
Right, but you would need witnesses that warned him before he killed her.
The witnesses warned. Right, fine. The witnesses, if they're witnesses, good. Then you will get the thing. You won't get Malchus. So Amar of Shimi Mechuzna, Rav Shifra Mechuzna said, could go for example, Shekibel Allah Kiddushe Me'acher, that he accepted for her Kiddushe from another
man.
For another man. Right? So which one, how do you make that you could no longer remarry this woman?
From another
man. So what do you mean, from another man?
You said for another man. From another man.
No, for another man. He accepted
for her from another man.
Oh, I mean for her, yeah, fine. That's it, man.
Is he her agent, or is he doing it on his own?
So, Amarav, Ishev, he says, Shliyah, if you made her a Shliyah, him a Shliyah, Ihi, Kamavavavli, then it's considered that she's the one who's bittling the opportunity. Because what's the rule? The rule is, a messenger of a person is like that. And that's the rule. Shlucha shal adu kamaisa. Right? So if she made him, appointed him to become the shliach, but it's her doing it, it's not him bittling the assay. Mm-hmm. We said the only way you could bittle the assay is if you bittle the assay.
Right.
Here's not him, it's her doing it. Right? Because shlugah shal adu kamaisa. Right? It's a shliach. Isha vista shliach, Israel said, so it's like, Isha vista shliach, ikavatli, Eloi shvista shliach. If he did not make him a shliach, She did not make a Mashiach. Kol kamine. So what does kol kamine mean? Kol kamine means
in any way.
Right.
In any, or like any type.
Is it going to work like in any way? In any way, manner, or form, would this such a thing work?
Right.
Does such a thing as it work?
No, because she
has to appoint him. You can't marry
him.
You can't force a woman. You can't marry a woman by force. So it doesn't work. Like,
I mean, if that was the case, I have two wonderful daughters. They're eligible.
You want to marry them off? If the asset they left, then you can be their shliach. You can make you their shliach. So why is that? Like, Chloe, it's nothing. It's not a marriage. So what's the case that you divorce the lady and you bittul the asay to remarry her? How do you bittul the asay? How do you negate the opportunity to remarry her? For example, shehadira barab. What does that mean, shehadira barabim? That you made a nether in public. You made a nether. This guy, he forced this woman, he married her. Then he made a vow, I'm never going to marry this lady. I'm never going to have benefit from this lady. I'm never going to marry her.
But normally vows like that can be annulled by either the court of three or an expert judge.
Yeah, so honey, chlamanda amar. This is according to Kwajmar, who says, nether, shuhuda barabim, ain la hafara. A nether which was made in public does not have hafara. Right, which means it cannot be annulled. Elamanda amar yesh la hafara. But according to the man amar that says it can yes be annulled. Ma'ikal meimar. What are you going to tell me? Which means this is only good according to the opinion who says a vow made in public cannot be annulled. If it can be annulled, still, what's the scenario that you can't remarry? Why is it the madira la aldas rabin? That you gave it the madira la aldas rabin. That you made a you make another. Al da'as rab. What do you mean al da'as rab? You made another, let's say, a public again, but you said it's with consent of these people.
That's harder. The only reason you'd want to do that is if you're given information that she just been really bad.
True. That's you're getting to a different point. But first, let's just get to what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, what's your nether? You made another al da'as rab. What does it mean? What's another al da'as rab? What's another al da'as rab? Another al da'as rab is that, what does it mean, al das rabin?
What does it
say? Which means, so what does that help me?
It says knowledge of the public,
al das rabin. Right, what does that mean? I'm making the nether. I'm saying, I'm making another, I'm not going to have any benefit from this woman. Right? Let's say, for example. Now, since I did it with the consent of the public, the way I understand it right now is that you could never do hafara on it. You can't take it away. Why? Because what's the whole thing of it? How do you do hafara on a nether? How do you take away a nether? We ask you, we find a loophole for you. How do we take off a nether?
If you didn't know the consequences at the time you made the nether was going to be such and such, would you have made the nether?
Correct. So that's it. However, let's say I did it with the consent of a rabbi. The rabbi doesn't care. I said, I'm making this nether with their consent. Now they say, yes, we agree to you, you should make your nether. Right?
But
now their consent has nothing to do with it. They weren't thinking any rules. Their consent is automatically, we want this nether to be on you.
Is that a minion? Or Bezdin.
It's machlokes in the Gemara. In they bring down the fancy words. The machlokes in the Gemara gets it if you need 10 or not or 3. How many people al das are berabim means? But the point is, it does not have to be. Yeah, it's the point is al das rab. The point is, one case I just did it in public. The other case is you did it al das rab. You're doing it with their consent. It's a stronger nether which cannot be taken off. That's it. Sure, it's a stronger nether.
But they have to know that you're doing it.
Yeah, and they know I'm right here.
And they had to give the consent.
Fine, so let's say I'm in front of 10 people. I'd say, everybody, listen to me. I'm making a nether. I never want to marry this woman. I'm not marrying this woman ever again. I'm never marrying this woman in my life. They say, okay, fine. They say, fine, we heard it.
But wouldn't they also have to give you warning that you know that you're going to get lashes?
No, not necessarily. Because this, again, here's the other question. We said the warning has to be when you did the main part of the lot. When you do...
Why are you doing a nether over here?
No, because he's right. Your nether is finishing off doing the other 10% of your lot. Because we're
not to warn him on that.
Right. So that's a good question. We said earlier, you warned him when he did the main lot.
Right.
Which means they have to warn him before he divorces her. They don't have to warn him again before he bittles the assay.
Right, but if I basically need to say, you're...
It's true. You're getting...
the 10%?
It's true, but still...
It's the extra, hammering the nail right before Shabbos.
You're right, but we said it's true. It's you saying it's the makavah is the end, but still we said the hasra. You're asking the question. You're saying that the warning.
Did they not have to warn him?
He didn't. If you always have to get hasra, if this was really causing him the final blow,
you have to give him hasra. If you guys miss it,
if it's
a First of all, these guys don't know that it's a final astra.
Right, they don't even have to know.
They don't even have to know, first of all. Second of all, you don't have to give an astra.
No, you do. To get a malchus, you have to give an astra to get malchus.
But nobody's saying this guy's getting malchus. You don't have to give a guy a warning.
No, you do. If you want to get malchus, usually
you
would.
Nobody's saying anything.
Of course we are, because this you're getting malchus. Since you're already divorced.
You're just making a neder. The result of it is he's getting malchus.
But you can't. You have to get warning before you get malchus.
Right, also.
You see what I'm saying? These guys are not connected to the malchus at all.
Yeah, in a way, you're right. You're saying they're not
really. Without a warning, you can't give them malchus. Also, a neder is made on something that's asur.
That's a question of this Gemara. That's a good question of this Gemara.
There's no standing.
Right. That's,
you just, only have to do it. Just
that's a question. This big question. This Gemara.
Right.
How can this guy make a neder against the mitzvah? You can't make a Gemara neder. You can't make a neder against the mitzvah. That's a rip.
It's like someone saying in public, "I'm voting for Lapid," and you know, 2 years later, do you really know what you did?
So now, there's a good question here. How do you make a neder against a mitzvah? Right. You have a mitzvah in the Torah to marry this woman, correct? Even though you divorced, we said you have another assay. So how could a person possibly make a neder against this mitzvah?
You can't.
What?
It doesn't have standing.
Oh, so the good part. This Gemara says you do.
We're
asking how does the Gemara make sense. We understand you. The Rishonim asked you a question.
The example.
No, the Rishonim asked you a question. This Gemara says you do. All the Rishonim asked, the Rabban, right? This guy, he divorced a woman that he has a mitzvah to remarry. The Gemara says, how do you get out of it? You make a nether not to remarry her. So all the Rishonim ask the question right away. There's no such thing. You can't make a nether against a mitzvah. So what's
Avram was saying that he made a nether on this particular case, but she went and had relations with another man, and now this woman is forbidden to him.
So now
he's making a nether. He's not going to make enough from it.
Right, but
correct. That's
assuming this is correct information. If it's not
again,
correct information,
right. But one second.
Why do you think you can go neder against something that's forbidden already?
Oh, so she's asking a question. Well, that means that I don't have a mitzvah sase anymore. She was ready with a different man, and I don't have a mitzvah sase.
She's the one already bittled.
She bittled it, not him. She's bittling it.
As soon as she was with another man, she bittled the sase. You can't marry her.
Right? So how did he say that? You're getting stuck. So I thought the shot that Rishonim say is that it was a mistake. First, what happened was, I don't really understand that. I didn't get it clear. I was like trying to work with this in the morning. They bring that on the bottom of it, the pre-durup shot. That shot is not so clear because of this question. That's still her bitzligin. So basically, I didn't understand the pshat. They say that I didn't understand so clearly how it works out, why, how that pshat makes sense. But the Tyson says the durup shot. Then it says that he didn't make a neder not to marry her. Because that's going against me in the Torah. He was a smart guy. You know, if I make a nether not to marry this woman, the nether will not work because I have a mitzvah to marry you. You can't make a nether against a mitzvah. See, he made a nether, a general nether. I am making a nether not to benefit from her.
What does that mean?
He's not going to have any type of benefit, which means if you get married, you're going to have a benefit from a woman. So which means, so he didn't make a nether directly against what the Torah said. So therefore the nether already works, and the nether is fulfilled. It's nedarim, it's all halachos nedarim, how it works, But the Gemara, that's Tyson's answer. He made a neder. This Tyson, I don't know the whole neder. I'm sure what Tyson says here. I don't remember. The one Darm talks about such a thing as that.
Right.
I just know this Tyson says here. I don't know the whole second.
A neder written like that does not exempt him from marrying her.
Does not what?
A neder that says he is not going to benefit from it does not exempt him from marrying her.
Tyson says it does. Tyson says that's the case. Tyson says about
Diran. He can marry her and just be in two different sides of the world and not get anything from her.
It's already a benefit.
Second wife.
What about
they didn't have physical relations, but
I don't know.
Who says?
That's the Masara.
Some
people
lust,
say.
But you know, you have to.
I don't know.
Okay, at least that's what I got.
Yeah, it could be, but that's a different level of person.
Right.
Rabbin.
An ordinary person marries with you and the boo.
Fine, let's say.
He doesn't really have the mitzvah of not marrying.
Fine, so first let's see Rashi. So Rashi said the shot that everybody was saying at first, before it says this shot. A little bit like Lachlag's Rishon, it's a little complicated sugya over here. You know, it's sugya. And. I know everybody reading that from Rashi, I don't even see this. Oh, so let's see Rashi. Al Da'as Rabin, just two lines from the bottom. Actually, Al Da'as Rabin, She Matzah Ba Avoin. They found the Avera, right? She Matzah Ba he found in her avira, sha'asur lay, that made her usher to him. Therefore, v'hadivra, he made a nether against her, al da'as rabim va'al da'as bestin, against the, he made it al da'as rabim, al that Rashi is also, Rashi is both of you, it's interesting, Rashi is rabim and bestin. Rashi explains, okay, rabim means three, al da'as bestin, he takes that, ma'ad amr, there's a good machlag is in Gittin, if it's three or ten, Rashi takes the sheet here of three.
So again, it's interesting. How's Rashi coming up and saying that it's a sword to him and calling this the answer?
Right. Because you have your question on Rashi. Because you're asking your question on Rashi that she's bittling it.
Right.
So what is the question? What is his nether doing?
Rashi says she's a sword low. Right. It's a sword then.
Right. The question is, they bring that over here. Also, they say that. Right. Also, the best and also wouldn't have agreed to do it. So I don't really understand why it's not considered that she bittled it. He's not allowed to marry her anyway. Why is it considered?
Maybe she's not allowed.
Oh, so Taisa's quite fine. I don't know. I don't understand Rashi Pshat clearly. I tell you the truth, I don't understand. Taisa's Pshat is the opposite. Taisa's Pshat is that Taisa's Pshat is like this, that he asserted his own benefit onto her. That's what he did. So according to Taisa's, what did he do over here? He made a nether that I'm making a nether that anyhow not from me is not allowed onto you. So that's not going against the Torah. That's what he did. Which means he has a mitzvah to marry her. Right? So he can't make a nether not to get hana'ah from her. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to marry her and you're going to get pleasure from her automatically. So the answer is, he made a nether, I'm not going to give her any benefit. And then he can't marry her. That's how it starts. Then he bittled it. By him making a nether, he's not going to give her any benefit. He said the Gemara in the Dharm says it works. The Gemara said in the Dharm a little different case, that he made a nether.
It's not like giving her the
death
to be
married. No, he just won't be able to marry her. If he's...
He said it's not going to be a pleasure somehow. So is she like available to anybody else? Or is she like unavailable?
No, she can marry on her part. She didn't do anything wrong. She can marry whoever she wants. He divorced her. She can marry whoever she wants. She's just going to mess him up. He divorced her. She can marry whoever she wants. He has a mitzvah estate to remarry. He has a mitzvah to remarry her. Yeah, she can marry whoever to remarry her. She can marry whoever she wants. She's technically speaking, she's free to marry whoever she wants. For him, he has to remarry her not to get left. He has to remarry her not to go left. So it's probably stopping. It's machlokes. Fine.
She's going to be here.